Welcome to the Beis Avad's Business Halacha Daily. Today, I'm joined by Dayan Yitzchak Grossman, senior lecturer and writer for the Beis Avad, and Rosh Chabura of the Greater Washington Community Kollel. What would the halacha be in a situation where you have a shutfus, you have a partnership, and let's say it's a real estate company. You have a few partners, five partners own a real estate company together. One of them decides that they should sell off a building, and he doesn't consult with the others, and he sells a building without their permission. And they're unhappy with his decision. Do they have the right to go to Beis Din and get the sale retracted, canceled, because they didn't agree to this move, this decision that this one partner made on behalf of the rest of the partnership of the company?
The halacha is that a shliach, an agent of someone else, of a principal who exceeds his authority, who deviates from his instructions and sells something he wasn't supposed to sell, that's a clear halacha that what he does is void. If he wasn't authorized to sell that property, then he can't sell the property. It's not his property. He was given authorization of shlichus to do certain things. And if he deviates or exceeds his authority, then it's void. Now, shutfin is an interesting case. Partnerships are really a hybrid of a number of different areas of halacha. Partners are considered employees of each other. Partners, as we'll discuss later, are considered shomrim, beilis to each other. Partners are also considered agents of each other. When a partner acts on behalf of the partnership, so some of the assets are his, some of the assets are his partner's, and he's acting as their agent. So a partner is really a shliach, is really an agent, and we might expect, therefore, that the same way a shliach who deviates from his instructions, whatever he does is not valid, the same thing ought to apply to a partner. The shach disagrees. The shach seems to have a pragmatic argument that businesses can't run like that, that if someone who wants to do business with a partnership, we can't expect him to first make sure that he has every single partner's signature on the deal. Nobody would do business with partners like that. So the shach says, for business reasons, partners don't work like that. Partners, there's an assumption that they have authority to transact business on behalf of the partners. And therefore, even if one partner's afterwards come and say, this wasn't authorized, the shach says that it's valid anyway. Some Achronim agree with the shach, the Beis Hillel agrees with the shach. Others disagree. The Rambam and others say it's not true. Partners are agents, they're shluchim of each other. And if the partner exceeds his authority, he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, he wasn't authorized to do what he did, then whatever he did is reversible, can be reversed by the other partners. Some posts can make distinctions. The Marsham says that even according to the opinion that whatever a partner does is valid, even if he didn't secure the other partner's agreement, that's only true if what he did exceeded what he should have done, but there wasn't anything explicit in the contract that denied him that, in the agreement of the partnership, that denied him that authority. If he goes against an explicit provision of the partnership agreement, then whatever the shach svar is worth, you're not going to be able to do something that overrides an explicit term of the partnership. Similarly, the Marsham says that this idea that a partner has expansive latitude, he can do all kinds of things, and the other partners can't reverse that, that's true for a general partnership. There are partnerships in an ongoing business for a fixed period of time or indefinitely. But if two people just have a single joint venture, they bought one house together or one truck of merchandise together, and then they're going to sell it and go their separate ways, they are partners for the duration, but that's not a broad enough and general enough partnership to say that he has this kind of unlimited authority to act, and anything he does will be valid against the will of the partnership, that even according to the shach, that's limited to a broad and ongoing partnership.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive more like it, or to sponsor a future video, please visit beisavad.org.